Then, E.H., you are going to explain to us what the difference between an estimation and an estimate is. Okay. Please.
Yeah.
Thank you all. Thank you for the time and thank you for the opportunity. And the Korean Accounting Standard Board, KSB, will spend roughly 30 minutes or 40 minutes to present our sort of thought about accounting estimation. And we have done this kind of study in the year of 2018, last year. And this was done basically internally by KSB members, not with the other team. And today, Professor Saw, she's sitting in back here. Two Saws there.
Professor
Su. Yeah. So we'll present the outcome of our study. And actually, she was the member of KSB until last year, but she unfortunately left us early this year. She's now the professor at university. And if I a little bit touch the background and motivation of this study, many of KSB members have practiced a background, primarily with Big Four accounting firms, and they have a very common frustration in the area of this distinction between accounting policy and accounting estimation. Some of them have very challenging case experiences, a lot of pressures and confusion in terms of distinction between policy and estimation. So when the suggestion was made, everyone was very clear as to the desperate need of a really clear distinction between accounting policy and estimation. And if I say the essence of the study is that we were really curious about what is accounting estimate? What is it? That's the first one. And second is why do we need this accounting estimation? That's the essence of this study. And finding from our study, I could say that the one is most of the numbers in the finance statement, they are all mostly they are from estimation, meaning that the numbers came through the process of estimation, while there are very few numbers of numbers in the finance statement which didn't go through the estimation. We could say this is the numbers from direct measurement or mechanical measurement. So there are a very limited number came from direct adding and kind of mechanical process, but most numbers came from estimation, such as averaging or allocation of numbers to different places. And for instance, the most important estimation process is preparing, calculating the cost of manufacturing. To come up with a cost of manufacturing, you have to have all different assumptions and methodologies. So this is a very complicated, comprehensive estimation. So the first finding is that most numbers come from the process of estimation. The second finding is there are three different reasons why we have to have estimation. Well, there could be some other reasons, but primarily we found out there are three different categories why we have to do estimation. So I'm not going to go to the detail. Dr. So we spend time, so please enjoy.
Okay. Thank you.
As mentioned by EH, the KSB would like to share some ideas on the definition of accounting estimate. As you already are all aware of the exposure draft 8, was published in 2017, 2 years ago, and accounting estimate instead of a change in accounting estimate was defined to clarify the distinction between a change in accounting policy and a change in accounting estimate. So while reviewing the exposure draft, the CASB was motivated to explore and brainstorm what estimation in accounting conceptually is, and the ideas we are sharing today is a part of those ongoing considerations. Of course, we do understand that the exposure draft was originally intended for a narrow scope amendment, and the project is the sort of finalizing stage having required substantial resources that we appreciated. However, we think that the estimation in accounting could be discussed in a broader sense rather than just binding to the functional definition of accounting estimates for distinguishing the changes of accounting. And worth exploring it further as estimation in accounting is critical, as already mentioned by IEH. Also, we are afraid that however hard we are trying to define accounting estimates and accounting policies to distinguish the retrospective application of changes in accounting from the prospective application of changes in accounting, this would be, would not really be able to a fundamental solution, as there are always may be considerable which still require the further clarification. So I might say that the thoughts we are sharing today may or may not be directly aligned with the issues addressed in the project. At the moment, the details we are presenting today may be a bit sketchy, but the drift or the way forward we would like to suggest is rather clear at the moment. We think that it is necessary to look into the substance of estimation in accounting to discuss the pertinent current or potential issues, as we all can have a different notion what account estimation in accounting really is. So let me briefly give you an overview of our thoughts based on our presentation material and suggestions for future consideration. So the starting point for our discussion on what estimation in accounting is the fact that a number of accounting decisions involves the use of estimation when absolute certainty is not available. Therefore, understanding what estimation in accounting in light of uncertainty is critical, given the impact that it has on measuring items in the financial statements. We found that the revised conceptual framework was a useful tool to polish our thoughts, especially the concepts of measurement uncertainty and et cetera. As you can see, from slide 5 of the presentation material, accounting estimation occupies much of the IFRS's. For example, based on our search, the term estimation and uncertainty appear more than 600 times and 150 times respectively in the standard. In the case of the revised conceptual framework, those terms are more frequently used compared with the previous version of conceptual framework. Moreover, accounting estimation is prevalent in practice, and a multitude of estimates are embedded in most financial items. For example, we already talked about this one, but from the simplest level, such as average, to the most complicated level, such as manufacturing cost. And also, practically, all accruals are based on estimates. Despite the criticality of estimation in accounting, it is not yet explicitly defined anywhere in the IFRS standards, except the current attempt to define accounting estimates in IAS 8. Meanwhile, paragraph 2.9 of the revised conceptual framework gave us a clue on estimation like this. On slide 7. So when monetary amounts in financial reports cannot be observed directly, it must be estimated. Measurement uncertainty arises. So we got some hint from this paragraph and developed our discussion on the definition of accounting estimate. We focused on measurement uncertainty to lay a foundation for how best accounting estimation and accounting estimates can be defined. If you look at slide 8, let's assume slide 9. Let's assume that there are a certain world and an uncertain world. And in uncertain world, we can measure items in the financial statements through direct observation. And this does not require any judgments or assumptions. And on the contrary to this, as direct observation is inapplicable in an uncertain world, estimation is required to measure the items by employing some measurement techniques, and judgments and assumptions are used in selecting and applying them. So therefore, it would be essential to understand the important features of measurement uncertainty to define accounting estimation. So we tried to brainstorm and figure out various cases where measurement uncertainty exists and categorize them into three different types, as shown in slide 10. So we presume that the monetary amount of items cannot be observed or economic barriers and cannot be directly observed ex ante, but can be directly observed ex post, and also cannot be directly observed by its nature. So type 1 and type 2 measurement uncertainty may indicate the aspect of constraints, and type 3 measurement uncertainty may refer to the characteristics of inherence. So let me explain those further by each type. So type 1 on slide 11, monetary amount cannot be directly observed due to physical or economic barriers. Refers to the case that items might be directly observable theoretically, but an entity would choose to measure them by estimation because of physical or economic barriers. For example, we might be possibly able to directly observe oil reserve, but perhaps high cost will be incurred in measuring the storage, and there also be some physical barriers as well. And slide 2 on slide 12, monetary amounts cannot be directly observed ex ante, but can be directly observed ex post. Refers to the case that items cannot be directly observable as of now, but an entity can directly observe them after a certain amount of time, suggesting constraints due to passing the time. So the archetype of this would be bad debts. The amount owed to a creditor that is unlikely to be paid cannot be measured with precision at the moment, but the uncollectible amount will be settled in the future. Type 3 on slide 13 is about the case when monetary amount cannot be directly observed by its nature, which refers to the case that items cannot be directly observable inherently. For example, depreciation, which is a way of allocating the cost of tangible or intangible assets over its useful life, and does not necessarily represent real cash flows. So we have to estimate the allocated amount for each year over the useful life. So we thought that this would be one of the examples for type 3 measurement uncertainty. So based on our discussion so far, we think that conceptually, accounting estimation is to measure an item in financial statements using measurement technique when in the presence of measurement uncertainty, monetary amount cannot be observed directly, and accounting estimate is an output of accounting estimation. So if you go to slide 15, an example of the measurement of per unit inventory cost using our notion of accounting estimate is presented. Again, we assumed that items could be measured by direct observation in a certain world, while we have to estimate to measure items in an uncertain world. So let's say that an entity has 6 boxes of inventory, which consists of 2 purchased at 4 currency unit on the 1st October and 2 purchased at 6 CU on 10th October, and 2 purchased at 8th CU on 20th October. On the last day of October, 2 boxes are sold, and the actual per unit cost for each of them is 6 CU and 8 CU respectively. If we measure the cost of inventory sold by direct observation, which is the case of applying specific identification of the cost method, we can tell that the cost of inventory sold is 14 CU. However, if you look at the right side of the figure, when we cannot measure the cost by direct observation, we have to estimate it. For example, in the case of FIFO method, it assumes that the items of inventory that were purchased or produced first are sold first, and consequently assumes that the items remaining at the end of the period are those most recently purchased or produced, of course. Therefore, we can see that even though the same items were sold, under the FIFO method, an entity reports ACU for the cost of inventory sold in total. Also, under the weighted average method, an entity would report 12 CU, which is calculated by applying the weighted average of 4, 6 ACU. Accordingly, we think that the nature or substance of measuring the per unit inventory cost under the FIFO or weighted average method is estimation. Of course, leaving the argument on whether to see this as accounting policy in the individual standards aside, as we are not really covering the argument about distinguishing changes in accounting policies and changes in accounting estimates and the definition of accounting policies as well, and only focus on investigating the concept of estimation in accounting based on measurement of certainty, even though we think that applying the cost formula is estimation, this does not necessarily mean that changes in the cost formula of inventory could be prospectively applicated. It's a total different discussion, we think. So we think that despite our conceptual review on the definition of accounting estimation and accounting estimates, the discussion on the definition of accounting estimate and a change in accounting estimate is incomplete because further consideration may need to be given to important issues in a definitional or conceptual perspectives, such as the constraint on when a change in accounting estimate can be permitted, and also the principle for distinguishing between the retrospective application and the prospective application of changes in accounting, and et cetera. Nonetheless, we think that it would be important to revisit the definition of accounting estimate by discussing the fundamental substance of estimation in accounting in terms of measurement and certainty, as this would provide us a clearer foundation for further discussion on the pertinent issues. As we have been closely following the progress of the project on IS 8, we are aware that the issues raised from the initial exposure draft of IS 8 have been thoroughly analyzed and discussed in the recent board meeting, and we are happy to see the progress. The CASB's attempt to define estimation in accounting is not really aiming to derive any brand new conclusions. And we definitely agree that tackling each of the issues to get to the conclusion would be one of the efficient ways. But also, we think that sometimes it would be a great help to conceptually work on from scratch like this, even though we may arrive at a similar conclusion. Well, I think that's all we have as of now. And actually, we are considering kind of two different directions to develop this discussion. So one way would be to study the circumstances when a change in accounting estimate can be permitted, so that we can better distinguish changes in accounting estimates and changes in accounting policies based on our definition of accounting estimates. And possibly the other way could be to investigate a principle for applying changes in accounting retrospectively or prospectively as distinguishing them by defining an accounting estimate and accounting policy may not be the ultimate solution to solve issues which are still in gray areas. So in this context, we believe that estimation in accounting should be defined in a broader sense rather than just binding to a functional definition for distinguishing the application of changes in accounting in the long term. Of course, we do know that this would require quite a bit of time. But in the short term, more realistically, the CASB would suggest that at least the use of terms in finalizing the exposure draft should be in line with the revised conceptual framework, for example, like the measurement uncertainty, et cetera. And also the circumstances when a change in accounting estimate can be permitted should be thoroughly discussed, as this is as important as how we define an accounting estimate to distinguish the application of changes in accounting. So you can see some questions on slide 18, which we prepared for the ACF discussion. And now I'll open the floor for the discussion. And thank you very much.
Thank you, Yongmi, for this thorough analysis. Before I open it for ACF members, does the staff have any primary reactions?
Yeah, maybe I can just give a brief project update on where we are. Like you said, the board had a discussion earlier this year where we presented the feedback and our initial analysis and preliminary views on how the board should move forward. And looking at your research, I was pleased to see that we are proceeding along the same line. So a lot of what we suggested in terms of what the revised definition of an accounting estimate should look like in responding to all the feedback uses the term measurement, draws on concept from the conceptual framework, and uses the term, draws on measurement uncertainty. So it's very much aligned along the thinking, along the path that you were going. And we do expect to bring a paper to the board in the next couple of months or so asking for project direction. So we'll see where that goes. So that's just a brief project update on where we are at the moment with that project.
Okay. Very good. Any comments? Mary?
Just building on what Javed was saying, I thought on slide 14, the distinction that you were making between accounting estimation and accounting estimate is something that I see us coming to before, because really the ED was more focused on the pervasiveness of estimation in terms of process in financial reporting. And a lot of the feedback we got back is you'll make this, remembering that this is intended to be a narrow scope project to get resolve some questions in practice without being conceptual reconsideration. I think a lot of the feedback was pointing us to your second point, which is focus on what is an accounting estimate rather than talking about all the places in which estimation is involved in reporting in the context of this project. And so I think the distinction that you make is a very useful one on slide 14. And I think that's partly what Javed was saying. We're likely to be exploring when we talk about whether it makes sense to finalize this.
Yeah.
As a narrow scope amendment. The other observation I had is your paper made me think about something. I'll follow up after this, which is when an entity makes a change in accounting policy, given the pervasiveness of estimation, it's likely that they're going to have to make new estimates as well to implement that accounting policy. And so I think we have to be very careful in anything. Not that we aren't always, but we have to be particularly aware if we end up going ahead and finalizing something, about the distinction between making new or different kinds of estimates to support a change in policy from the times when you have a change in policy that's inseparable from a change in estimate, for which there's specific guidance in the standard. But we do, I think it's also helpful that you've distinguished between a short-term and a long-term suggestion in your paper, because I'm harping on this, but this is meant to be a narrow-scope project that we are trying to address a known practice issue rather than trying to be the fundamental reconsideration of estimation. And some of what you cover in terms of the more pervasiveness is picked up in some of the discussion in the measurement chapter, the new measurement chapter in the conceptual framework, although it's not as head-on, here is a discussion of estimation. It's kind of woven into the discussion of different measurement considerations.
Yara?
Yes. We discussed the proposal with our CFSS members, and I have to say that we didn't receive an enthusiastic reaction from members. In particular, they did not consider that the definition would be an improvement over the ISB ED. The impression was that the real issue is how to distinguish between changes in accounting policies and changes in accounting estimates, more than adding to the clarification of the word policy or estimates per se. And some considered that this proposed changes in methodology could add the risk of confusion of the boundaries between estimates and policies. And some considered that it would be not appropriate to introduce constraints in revising estimates.
Gail?
Thank you. So we support the concept that accounting estimation addresses measurement uncertainty, but we also believe that an estimate also exists with respect to whether to recognize something or not recognize something. So its existence and certainty as well is involved in estimates. The proposed topology is helpful to describe circumstances where measurement uncertainty does exist. And I would just generally make the observation that I can't really think of a circumstance where direct measurement actually exists in most enterprises. Financial statements are rife, full of estimates, and we deal with this issue in practice all the time. For example, you know, when you change a method of coming up with the fair value of a particular derivative, is that a change in estimate, a change in policy, or something that's inseparable? We also see it, for example, in coming up with the discount rate in IAS 19 most recently. So we think it's a very pervasive issue that's not well understood in practice.
Noble?
Thank you. We found this paper very interesting, and we'd like to commend the CASB for preparing this paper. We did have some difficulty understanding parts of the paper, and one is how your observations led to your suggestions. I'm sure you thought about it, but it was unclear to us. The other is that how your suggestion would actually lead to providing more useful information. So we didn't really see a connection between those two. So I'm sure you thought about it, so if you can fit in the lines, I think we've made a much more better paper. Thank you.
Paul?
Thank you. We also found it an interesting paper, and so thank you for all of the work that's gone into that. Perhaps slightly to Nobu's point, so it's what I was trying to grapple with, and if I've missed it, I apologise, which is what is the problem that's trying to be solved here? It's a good analysis, but is the concern that that in Korea there is either too many or not enough prior year adjustments as a result of either a confusion between a change in an estimate and a change in accounting policy?
Yes, but actually, I think that we really haven't made it clear. But the purpose of this presentation and our proposal is to provide a clearer definition of the accounting estimation. And actually, it could be a bit different issue what we have to solve in distinguishing changes in accounting policies, changes in accounting estimates, but we think that the starting point should be to understand accounting estimates to discuss the other issues. So this is kind of a very first step for that purpose. So, I know that we are really talking about the issues in practice, but we think that, very important to start from the very basic concept for the long discussion.
I thought this was very interesting, so thank you for the paper. The way I took it was really trying to provide some more information that might be helpful from our perspective in terms of trying to think about how we could come up with some more clarification along the lines of the narrow scope project we're looking at. So I think that's helpful without sort of questioning when it's appropriate, inappropriate, or the consequences of it. So I took it in that spirit. What I thought was interesting in this paper, and it's a while since I read and we discussed our project, so I can't remember the exact details, but I know it was along the lines of uncertainty. But what I thought was quite nice in this analysis, that I don't know if we would agree with everything, you know, every specific point, but what I think is interesting for us to think about is whether this sort of background analysis to think about what it is that drives uncertainty could be a useful type of analysis for us to think about and for a potential basis for conclusions to support a description if we move to a definition that relied on this concept of measurement uncertainty, because I think it could be quite useful for people to help them when they're thinking about the words to understand what it is they should be thinking about and what might be captured if we went down this type of route.
Yuqian?
Some quick comment that this paper is very interesting, and we also agree that it's very important to explore the accounting estimate, accounting estimation, and the measurement uncertainty. We have two comments. One is that what's the objective of this research or project? In our opinion, the objective might be to help distinguish between accounting policy change and the change of accounting estimate or estimation. So I think we think that this, if we can do more research in this area, that would be more helpful for the accounting behavior. And the second comment is that based on our observation that this paper is using the monetary amount cannot be directly observed as the starting as the like starting point to classify three types of measurement uncertainty. Some of our staff in the team think that the accounting estimation is resulting from the uncertainty that exists in the transaction or events itself, and it will be affected by a lot of factors. For example, the business model, the risk management, even the efficiency of the market, and so on. So maybe it would be helpful if the research can use the uncertainty existing in transactions and events as the starting point to classify different kind of measurement uncertainty. Yeah, this is just our preliminary thoughts on this.
Any other comments? No, staff, any final? No?
Yes,
yeah,
can I
answer a couple of quick answers for the questions. I think Gail was asking about there's virtually not many instances where we can have a direct observation numbers of estimation. But if you look at the final statement, particularly like cash items and bank deposits and obviously accounts receivable, they are the numbers coming directly from the papers or transactions. We don't have to go through. It's kind of adding and deduction. That's the only thing. So mechanical process. There is no judgment, assumption, or any other thought decision involved. It's just a mechanical process to come up with the numbers.
AR is not an allowance, so I'm not sure.
Oh, so we have to separate out accounts receivable and some deductible items. They are two separate things. Tools for borrowings, like bank borrowings, are the numbers directly coming from the documentations. There is no reason why I have to make some decisions or assumptions at all. So there are numbers obviously coming from what we call direct measurement or mechanical calculation. So, and in terms of usefulness of this introduction of concept of accounting estimations, because we know that has been a very lengthy discussion about whether inventory valuation method is accounting estimation or is a policy. So that has been a very there has been a long dispute about it. And if we have this type of a definition of accounting estimate, accounting estimation, it's pretty easy to say that changes of valuation method for inventory, that's accounting estimation. And by introducing this type of definition, we will be able to have a clear answer to all different questions about changes, because in the practice there are thousands of different questions coming out, and they are asking, is this policy changes or is this changes in estimation? And depending upon the answer, the accounting treatment will be dramatically different, because some should be treated retroactively, some prospectively. So that's a pretty serious issues in the field. That's why this becomes a useful tool to clear all those things. So that's basically what I can tell you about those questions.
All right, that brings us to the end of the agenda. Thank you for joining us today. It was a short meeting, but a long week. And we see each other again when exactly?
I can't remember.
In December.
In December. Okay. All right, thank you very much. Lunch should be waiting for us, and safe travels home.